Well, tēnā tātou katoa, no mai hoki mai ki Manatawa. You're back here with me, Moiawa, and it is a good Monday. I te mea kei konei, wow, maha ngā tāngata I runga I te marae, I konei ki te marae o ngā whare wātea. So, it's always a good thing. It always feels like it's a full space, but also it's a good Monday because we've got Mātai Smith on the line with us at the moment, which I'm excited to have a kōrero with Mātai because Te Mātāwai have finalised a package of 94 bilingual traffic signs, and we're going to unpack that kōrero with him. Now, I know he's a bit short on time, so we won't muck around. Nā reira, tēnā koe, Mātai, kei te pēhea.
Tēnā rā mātai koe te tūhine. Kānui te ora, o tira, e mihi atu ana ki ngā kai whakarongo, e whakarongo mai nā iō kūtou kānga, iō kūtou marae maha, huri motu, tēnā kūtou katoa.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koe. Well, these bilingual traffic signs, this was done in partnership between both Waka Kotahi and Te Mātāwai. You know, when I hear a kaupapa like this, I get excited and it makes me think about the impact it will have on people. But tēnā pēr, ka tāne koe te kōrero ki a mātou, hea o whakaro mō tēnei kaupapa. Actually, I te tuatahi, e tāne koe ki te kōrero whakamōhio mai ki a mātou, hea tēnei mea these signs and how this came about.
Ka pai, tēnā koe I tēnā pātai au e te tuahine. Paku whakamārama e pāna ki ngā tohu nei. Nā reira, no tērā tau, ti matai tā mātou, hono atu tā mātou nei mahitahi me Waka Kotahi. So it was last year that we started a formal arrangement with Waka Kotahi. And as we know, for those of you tuning in this afternoon, we all drive everywhere. You know, we pretty much walk down the street and then we drive down the street and we see signs. Ahakoa huri koe ki here. Ka kitea ko ngā tohu. Ko te nuinga o ngā tohu ka kitea ki ngā tiriti o Aotearoa nei, kei te reo o Tauiwike, ne? Kei te reo o Tauiwike, I tuatui ngā ingoa wāhi reo Māori nei. So things like stop signs and give way and bus stop, etc. Ko wāia haere tātou ki ngā pānui reo Māori, reo Pākehāke. Engari, kei te uri te tai. So, you know, the tides are changing. And I this morning on our pāpāho Zoom, we were with Waka Kotahi with other media outlets, and I described it as being a part of the surge. He ngaru nui tēnei, anā ko te ngaru e kōrero te ana e au, kei te kōrero te a e au, ko te hunga e manawa nui ana, e hiahi ana ki te aku I te reo. E mana ko nui ana ki te reo. Nā reira, koe nei tētahi āhuatanga, koe nei tētahi kaupapa nui hei taunaki I tēnei ngaru nui. So with 94 signs being put out, I mean, there is a consultation process, but we're quite confident that once we get through the consultation process, the fact that the ko whakaitia te kāwanatanga ki e nei, kia tukuna we nei tohu, hei tiro tiro mā tātou, mā te motu, and for those that want to submit their whakaaro around these 94 signs, they will have an opportunity, and then there's a cut-off date around about June. But I'm really elated because I think bigger picture, as I say, ngaru nui, the big wave, the big surge of te reo Māori being ever so much more prevalent in our rohe, in our regions, in our hapuri, our communities, be it rural, be it in our cities, that is starting to grow. And I think back to last year, myself and Reikura Kahi, as board members of Te Mātāwai, of course Reikura is the co-chair of Te Mātāwai with Bernie, who a lot of our Radio Wātea listeners will be familiar with.
We don't know who he is.
I'll give you some whakamārama after this call, eh? We can pair notes. No, seriously, Reikura and I were privileged to go down to Te Kura o Rotuiti, and that was the official launch. And I reira te minita mō ngā take pē nei, ngā take waka nei, Michael Woods, Honourable Michael Woods. And we officially launched the sign. The first sign was Kura, school. Now, kia tāua, you know, it may not seem much, but actually in the bigger scheme of things, this is quite, this is huge, I think, because it is starting to, as I say, go along with the surge of the prevalence of reo Māori in our communities. So Kura was launched last year, and there are more to come. You know, as I say, there are 94 that are ready to go. Kāmutu, e hari I te mea nā te mātāwai, ngā tuhu nei I whaka Māori. I whakaritia tētahi pāe whaka Māori, ētahi mātanga reo, pēnei ia ahorangi Tameroa, pēnei I takuhoa nei ia kīngi Kiriona. So there's a pāe whaka Māori whose sole task was to look at these signs and ko tā rātou he āta, whera he āta, whakarite I wetahi kupu tika mō e nei tohu. Ka mutu, you know, there are obviously dialectual differences in some regions, so whilst I might know it as a tangihanga, some other people might know it as a uhunga, ki te haere koe ki kaitahu, they know it as a taki, takihaka, you know, e rā momo āhuatanga, I ā te kōrero tia e te pai whaka Māori.
Oh, check, kei reira tonu koe? Oh, tēnā pia ko ngaro mātai I te hononga ki a mātai. Hei, polo te kōrero, mi haro te rongo I te kōrero a mātai e pāna ki e nei tohu. And of course we want to ask him more questions about the complexities of having to choose and how to go about that. Like he said, you know, we're talking about these names and dialect and all of that stuff. And I know over time as we start to see these tohu being put up, then we'll definitely see, we'll have more pātai then. But we wanted to get an initial response from mātai about that package. And like he said, mi haro. We got the sign off, and so the ko tēnā te mea nui mō tātou katoa e hara mō mātou o ngai Māori anake mō tātou o Aotearoa, but kei te pai, we'll hopefully catch him later because I did want to ask him about this, you know, this is an opportune time, ahakoa he kōrero āhua pauri tēnei, you know, but we've had a lot of devastations on our roads, especially our rural areas, our Māori communities. But this seems like a perfect time to initiate this kaupapa and actually put those signs in place now as we start to rebuild and restructure our roads. So I definitely want to see if he can comment on that. But I'm going to go away quickly to see he's still on the line. So I want to make sure he can potentially answer that question. Nah, we'll double check. But are are mai o taringa ki tēnei waata and we'll be back. Nā koutou, let's see if he's back. Kei reira koe mātai.
Ai, kei konei ahau, oh. Kia mana wanui mai. Kare oi te mohi o I ahatia, oi anō. My apologies, I think it might be the Gisborne Wi-Fi.
Hey, don't be heading on your fella's Wi-Fi. I can guarantee you it's better than us over here in Ngā Whare Wāte. So it could have been us, Ewha, could have been us. But hey, tēnā koe, while you popped out, I was saying, you know, that's a really a beautiful point. We got the sign off, you got the tick, and, you know, huro, tēnō pai te rongo I tērā. And we did just want to get an initial response from you about that. But you were talking about the complexities of dialect and all of those things and how that process works out. But if you wanted to continue, you absolutely can.
Yes, Motaku here. So, yes, I was just talking about the process in terms of Te Mātāwai. Obviously, we have a responsibility to our iwi with Māori language projects within the various iwi throughout Aotearoa. But with regards to this particular kaupapa, I tikina atu ko tētahi pai whaka Māori motuhake. So it wasn't us at Te Mātāwai sitting around the table translating these signs. We actually got an expert panel, Ahorangi Tom Roa, Tame Roa, o Waikato. We had Kingi Kiriona there in amongst that panel, and also Paulette Tamati Alice no Te Waipounamu, he whakakanui to tāua nei rahi o Te Waipounamu. So there were a good representation of the various iwi at the table when it came to translation. And I think I was just saying before I got cut off that it wasn't just about literal translations, because, you know, he rere kē te reo o te teira awhiti ki te reo o kaitahu. You know, whilst there are lots of similarities, there will be maybe some, you know, minor differences when it comes to words like, obviously, here's a classic example is tangihanga, and of course down in kaitahu, they don't pronounce the NDs, they turn it into a K, so it becomes takihaka. So e rā momo āhuatango te reo kei te tino hōmiromirotia, I tino hōmiromirotia e rātou te paifaka Māori. But you know, overall, this is a huge kaupapa for Te Mātāwai, and we really want to acknowledge our association, our mahitahi with Te Wakokotahi, because, you know, we basically, as the name suggests, we had to get on the same waka and row it the same way. And you know what, I really do admire the leadership that Wakakotahi took in terms of they nā rātou mātou I tono. So, e hari te mea nā te mātou e rātou I tohu tohu, hey, we need to be involved in this. Nā rātou kia mātou I tono. So they were the ones that reached out to Te Mātāwai for some assistance and guidance with this kaupapa. And I have to say that in my dealings over the last few weeks and indeed few months since this kaupapa began, including a meeting at Parliament with Minister Woods, that was at the beginning, I te wiri wiri o a kupuna, engari I te mutunga ake, at the kaupapa nui ko te reo, ka whai wāhi atu te reo, kia kitea, kia rangona, ki ngā wāhi katoa, i ngā wā katoa. So, I whai hua tā mātou, haere ki aia me te mahi tahi ki a wakokotahi.
A tāhua te rā kōrero. Before I let you go, I wanted to talk, actually, there are two pātai I have, the first one is, you know, you're talking about essentially lots of people wanting to learn te reo Māori and learning the basics like road signs and many ways to learn te reo Māori. But another way that we're rebuilding is in regards to our roads, ne? Unfortunately, of course, we've had some devastations in our rural areas, our coastal areas, and especially in our Māori areas. But one of the things that I read today on the release was that this is an opportune time to be able to enact this kaupapa, he tohu huarahi Māori, and having those signs being built in while we're rebuilding and restructuring our rori.
That's correct. And the other thing to add to this kōrero e te tuhine is that a lot of research has been done around these signs, and I'm talking about I whātoro atu mātou ki tā wāhi. So if we think about, for example, Ngā Tāngata Kei Wera, and if you go to Wales, ko te kia rātou, te whakatauira mai kia tātou me pēhia. So their signs, a lot of their signs over in the Welsh districts in Wales are already in bilingual. Yeah. Now, in terms of the safety, mo te taha ki te haumaru o te tangata, so obviously there are a lot of things that the wakakotahi have to be aware of and be responsible for, and that is the safety. So, me pēhia taku whakamārama atu. So, at looking at a sign that says Gisborne Turanganui Akiwa, is that going to affect the vision of the driver? You know, if so, is it going to be a risk? And the research has shown that no, it's not going to be a risk to the driver. So all e nei momo āhuatanga I āta hōmiromirotia e wakakotahi. So it's not just something they've decided, oh, let's have bilingual signs. As I say, there's been a lot of time, energy, resource, and research put into this kaupapa. And then, of course, nō muri ho ara ko te wāhanga ki tō tāua nei reo kāmehameha, ki tō tāua nei reo rangatira. So, as I say, 94 signs are about to, well, they're almost there, basically. So, as I say, there'll be a chance for the public to put in their submissions. E tērā pia ka puta mai wē tahi whakahētanga, kei te pai tērā, you know. We're a democratic society. But hopefully, ko te manako ia, ka kitea te pitomata o tēnei kaupapa kia horapa te reo ki ngā wāhi katoa, huri noa i Aotearoa. And as you say, a lot of people, you may not realise that you're learning te reo as you see these signs. Like, I mean, kura is a pretty basic word that we are familiar with. But, you know, a thing like bus stop, tūnga, pahi, you know, that's not one that a lot of learners are familiar with. So koe nga momo tauira o te wā e hoa.
Miharo, well, ko tērā te reo Mātai Smith, having a kōrero with us about He Tohu Huarahi Māori, which is a bilingual traffic sign program in partnership with both Waka Kotahi and Te Mātāwai, but beautiful kōrero e hoa. And, like you said, ko te sumanako. Their feedback will all be great and we'll all just carry on with this game of us. So, miharo, kia pai toa hi ahi e hoa.
Tēnā koe te tuahine, and I'm glad we ran out of time because I thought, no, she's going to ask me about the Māori media money, but we'll save that
I said that to our listeners. We'll save all our big pātai for, you know, when we see those. Anyway, we'll let you go. Kia pai toa hi ahi.
Tēnā koe te tuahine. Tēnā koutou. Ngā mihi.
Mātai Smith there, like you said, finalised a package of 94 bilingual traffic signs. Yeah, me huddle. Got the tick, got the sign off, and of course there's a consultant, Hika Māo, kōreore, that flash ingoa that you call when you get feedback, that process. But he brought up a really good point about bilingual signs. I remember there was this big hoo-ha about, I don't understand what that's saying. You know, when I went to Greece, all I saw was three separate languages for the same, and it wasn't even their own languages, for the same place, or actually our understanding of the Ingwa Athens, and then they had their kupu, and then their actual writing, and that doesn't stop you from, it helps me understand, then it helps me know that there's other kupu as well. And so I can only see benefits from this, but of course we know that there's some people that aren't necessarily interested in this, but by the end of it, they'll know what a bus stop means in Te Reo Māori, or be familiar with it anyway. So that was an awesome kōrero by Mātai Smith, having a kōrero about a kaupapa, by both Waka Kotahi and Te Mātāwai, called He Tohu Huarahi Māori, a bilingual traffic sign program that officially got its sign off for 94 bilingual traffic signs. And a lot of work sounded like it went into that, and a lot of consulting and working together with different people, different iwi, to make sure everyone's included in that. And that's a tough job.